Good evening. So I have to tell you that this gospel reminds me of one of the most courageous things that all of you do almost every day. This gospel is a story of two people who go to the temple to pray, a tax collector and a Pharisee. They represent two different people completely. But just think this morning when you woke up, this is the courageous thing that you do. At some point you woke up this morning, and at some point you went into the bathroom, and you did that most incredibly courageous thing. You looked in the mirror. What happened? So you do something next that actually is a sign of great mental health. Actually, it's a sign that you are doing well, that you have good mental health, and that is you see what needs to be done. Ah, my hair is messed up. I better comb it. I have a blemish here or there. I think I should cover it up. I need to shave, or I need to trim my beard, or whatever it might be. You see what needs to be done, and you do it, and you take care of business. That may be a bother, kind of annoying, maybe irritating every day, but it's actually a sign of good mental health. And one person in the gospel has it, and the other person doesn't. Two people go to the temple to pray, and they talk not about their physical appearance, not whether their hair is combed or they need a shave or their beard is trimmed or, you know, anything like that. They need makeup. They're talking about their personality, their inner self, who they are as people. And one sees himself honestly and knows what needs to be done, and the other doesn't. The other has a false image of themselves, has an exalted image of themselves. The tax collector, you know, stands in the back of the church, and he says something very honest. He says something very truthful. He says, I don't do everything well. I'm not a good man sometimes. Sometimes I make mistakes. Sometimes I am sinful. But I'm not going to deny it. I'm going to acknowledge it. I'm going to admit it. Be merciful to me, Lord. I am a sinner. And the Pharisee presents himself, and he doesn't look at himself honestly. He has kind of a puffed up, grandiose view of himself. I never do anything wrong. In fact, I only do right things. And so each has a different view. One is honest and one is not. That is a sign of good mental health. And you know, the early church recognized that. And they developed something that happens at every Mass that is kind of an exercise in good mental health. There's a moment in Mass where every single Mass has this event, where we have this moment where we look into a spiritual mirror and we have the opportunity to see ourselves as we actually are and to say so. We actually had it, you kind of do that for your physical appearance at the beginning of the day. We do it at the beginning of the Mass when I say the penitential rite, you know, let us call to mind our sins. To prepare ourselves to receive these sacred mysteries, let us call to mind our sins. Now, every Mass begins that way. Sometimes the words go in one ear and out the other. Maybe we kind of run through it too fast and we don't really focus on it. But if you think about it, that is an exercise in good mental and spiritual health at the beginning of every Mass, where we say, Lord, I have done some things wrong, and I'm not going to cover it over with makeup. I'm not going to comb it over to hide it. I'm going to acknowledge it and to admit it. The words that I say are stylized. They're formal. To prepare ourselves to receive these sacred mysteries, let us call to mind our sins. If I was to say that in regular language, I would say something like this. Hey, before we continue with this Mass, before we read the scriptures, before we read the Eucharist, let's all take a moment and look in the spiritual mirror. And let's take a look at ourselves as we actually are. And then if you could hear God speak right after that, God would say something like this. I've always known that about you. Now I'm glad that you know it yourself. And now we can have an honest relationship. Does that make sense? See, now we can have an honest relationship because you see yourselves in the same way that I do. We do that at the beginning of every Mass. But there's something even more beautiful about that moment. If you think about it, what are we doing at the time that we are saying that prayer? We are standing. Now that means something. You know, every action that we do at Mass has a meaning. See, right now you're sitting down. That's a sign of relaxation, of being at ease, because you're receiving the readings, the homily, the sermon. You're just kind of relaxed. Kneeling is a sign of submission. We are kneeling before someone else that we consider to be better than us, our Lord. So we are kneeling in submission. If our hands are folded, that's a sign that they are tied together, that we're not going to fight God, we're not going to fight him, but that we're putting our hands together to show that we're not going to fight him, that we are in submission. And standing is a sign of dignity, personal dignity. It's a sign of life. Dead people are flat on the ground. Live people stand up. And each person is standing at their own height. So this is a sign of individual dignity before God. You are not kneeling in submission, and you're not standing higher than yourself on your tiptoes. You are standing as you actually are. You're saying, Lord, this is who I am, the good and the bad, but I'm presenting myself to you exactly as I am. And God says, I've always known that about you. I'm glad that you know it. And now we can continue the Mass with an honest relationship. We can never be perfect. We will never be perfect. But we can always be honest. And that's all our Lord cares about. That we look in the mirror and see ourselves as we actually are physically. And we look in the mirror and see ourselves as we actually are spiritually. And then we have this beautiful thing that we have an honest relationship with God. That's the way our day starts well. That's the way our day starts well with God, of course.